I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, I mentioned the obit I saw of Frank McCray. Wish I had known this guy. Died at the age of 97 recently out there in Bucks County. Apparently, life of the party, really good guy. And he was hellbent. The obit says, if you found the Gideon Bible in a hotel room, motel room, bed and breakfast in Bucks County, chances are great that Francis B. McCray put it there. And it occurred to me, Dan, I remember the first time I saw it was an AC hotel. Was the first one that took out and said, there will not be any Bibles in here. You know, we're not going to have that here. We don't want that. They were, I don't know if it was the Revel or one of those. They were trying to say this is more of a swinging kind of place. No Bible is going to be found there. They made a point about doing it. Okay? I wonder how many places have that today. Now, that was one of the most overt forms, really, right, of religion, trying to reach people directly. And I guess there are all kinds of things that go into not having it there. Some people are atheist, agnostic. They get offended by it. It's not their religious thing. They don't like that form of the Bible. Whatever it might be. This was part of Americana. And there are a lot of these things that are both still here, signs of it, and signs that are going away. 855-839-1210. So I'm not sure. If you're in a hotel room in our area, let's say, would you find a Bible there? Now, it used to be they have some kind of dresser there. It'd be in the drawer. It was unobtrusive. It wasn't lying out there. Read this one, you know, biblical signs. Ro and I go to a restaurant, Bella Vista, in Cape May, that has sort of, and had even more in the past, biblical references around. All right, on the walls and all. Very difficult to do this stuff today. For every person who likes that and says, hey, if you don't like it and you're offended, don't look. You get nailed if you're in business and you do this. So I'm not sure if a lot of hotels, motels, and others have a no Bible policy or if they still do it. You know, it says something about the decision making. 855-839-1210. If you are an atheist or an agnostic, would you resent that? Is this one of those things? So we have this constant battle about the claim of shoving religion down the throat of people and don't put your religion all over me. And this is still a Judeo-Christian country. And McCray, it's said by his brother in the obit, believed in times of need, maybe people are there. Hotel room, they're down, they're depressed, whatever. I wonder how many people got inspiration, were even redeemed because that Bible happened to be there. You know, it led them to something that was good. And again, if you don't like it, well, they kept it in the dresser drawer. You didn't have to read it. So what is it that drove, if you're in that business or worked in that business, you might know. I think it used to be in the 90 percentile or more that you'd be in a place like, and there'd be a Bible. Now, I don't even know if I think it's 50. It's probably under 50%. 855-839-1210. Now, if you want to put other books in there too, you want to put something that would appeal to people who are not Christian, I'd be fine with that too. But that's not what we do. All we do is eradicate something that was an American tradition. So I just saw this guy's obit, and he seemed like, based upon this, a very friendly, nice, gregarious guy, did a lot of stuff they talk about there. I don't think he was trying to shove religion down anyone's throat, that he was one of the chief people in our area of the Gideon Bible International, which is still out there. Is that one of those things that is a part of Americana that has just gone away? That's a good thing, a very good thing. It's not meant to shove it down your throat, to force you into a particular sect or religion or anything else. It's there to aid and abet if in time of need, maybe have a little bit of time, is a way to go. So 855-839-1210. I think it was fairly, it wasn't in your face. But I think there's fear that if you do that, there's going to be big trouble. Somebody's going to complain. There's going to be a whole bunch of people. And here we go. You know, we're off to the races. Why don't you have all these other things in here? And I don't know. Anytime we've asked this of listeners, even though a lot of people listening are very religious, we usually get maybe 10 to 15% of callers who are atheist or leaning toward that, or no religion, or agnostic, or something. So 855-839-1210. You know, we want to make sure that people are not browbeaten into a religious thing. They're paying for a hotel room, but I fail to see. I mean, would this be like the smoking, non-smoking? I don't know if there are hotel rooms. Dan, do you know an AC? Do you have a hotel room where you can smoke? Are there any of those still? That's a bygone thing, right?
No, I think recently they did have it, but I don't know if they ended it because I remember hunting down a smoking room on New Year's Eve, me and my friends.
Okay.
So they have few and far between, but they do still exist.
All right, so you would be in a non-smoking room. Well, the smokers, I don't know. Do we think the smokers want the Bible? Maybe not. You're in a smoking room, and you can have a Bible in there or a non-Bible. You can imagine all these things that you'd have to go through. What are the other things you'd have to do? 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210, and I'll get you on board. I'm looking for somebody who would object to this and say, no, this is just too overt. And the Bible that's going to be in there, you know, people object to that. Why that choice and all this? This was just a wonderful American tradition. And this guy, McCray, my point is, reflects it based upon his life. He wasn't a shove it down your throat. Everything in this obit talks about how much he went out of his way for people and all the rest. Not something where this guy's out there thumping the Bible in your face. I get it. No one wants that. That's ridiculous. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. We're watching, too, as I mentioned, that today we're going to see an announcement of more sanctions on Iran. I think Trump supporters, Trump people are on board. This focus group, though, in Luzerne County that I talked about in the last hour, you got to hear the other part to it. They're going to turn on Trump if we were involved in a big war. Now, I don't see him doing that under any circumstance that I can imagine. I don't see the Iranians being, during this period of time, that provocative. Here's what some people think, though, who are not anti-Trump or anything else. The Iranians are going to wait, and they're going to attack us in some significant way. Because they believe then that would knock Trump out of office, say, right before the election. I think that's foolhardy. What would knock Trump out of office or go a long way to making it difficult is if, say, right now, in the next month or so, we got into a land war in Iran with heavy casualties. We're not going to do that. We don't have to do that. Why is that so hard to understand? Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Westchester, and Chris, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Dom, in reference to this religious idea about the Bibles being in the hotel, this is another reflection of how misguided a lot of people are. You know, in the Constitution, the First Amendment is freedom of expression. I think a lot of legal decisions have been made poorly, where they're trying to take people's ability to worship away from them. Like in the public school system, they should have never, ever taken the ability of kids to worship out of public schools, because it falls under freedom of expression. There's no specific religion that you have to abide by, but to say that there should be no religion.
Okay, but let me go back to the hotels, though. The hotel motel owners are making a decision that America has changed. You got to face that. In other words, if it is as you said, and we just have an elite that's enforcing that on this, then the average motel hotel in our area would have the Bible in there, and I'm saying I don't think they do.
Yeah, and I understand that, but my point is that the decisions that were made to, like, prevent people from being able to worship in, like, a publicly funded organization or setting, like a public school system, are bad legal decisions.
I got that. I'm not talking about that. Sorry about that, Chris. Have a nice weekend. I'm not going to go down that path. I want to explicitly drill down here. I don't differ with Chris on this. Here's what I'm saying, though. The Supreme Court is not saying you can't put a Gideon Bible in your hotel room if you're a hotel, an operator or whatever. If one of you guys could just Google and see if anybody has figured out what percentage of hotel motel rooms have the Gideon Bible service. They're still out there. The point I'm trying to make to everybody is this. It's not about prayer in school. It's not about what the Supreme Court says. It's not about liberals and all this. Somehow or another, people running businesses are making a decision, don't put the Bible in there.
So
people don't want it. Excuse me, Dan, one second.
Go ahead.
People don't want it, or somebody's going to object, or, well, if I'm going to put the Bible in there, I got to put the Koran in there. I have to put the Talmud or something like that in there. Otherwise, there's going to be big trouble, right? Are they afraid of lawsuits? I don't think so. I think they're making a business decision.
So travelandleisure.com, in 2006, they said almost every single hotel room, 95% had a Bible in the bedside drawer.
In 2006, you
2006.
Said?
2006. Okay. The story was written in 2017, and they say today, that being in 2017, the number is only 79%.
Okay, that's higher than I thought.
And most major hotel franchises allow individual hotel owners to decide whether or not to stock their drawers with religious scripture.
Okay, that's higher than I thought, 79%. Now, that's 2017. I would say it's gone down.
Yeah, and this story is particularly titled, The Real Reason Hotels Have Bibles and Why That's Changing.
And what's the real reason?
One word is millennials that they blame it on.
Ah.
Now, I'll print out the article for you.
And millennials object to it or what?
It's because millennials are the least religious generation in American history. They're also one of the most highly targeted marketing demographics, and although ditching hotel Bibles may seem like a youthful move, the concept of in-drawer Bible is actually only about a century old. When Marriott opened its new Moxie and Edition hotels, they decided they wouldn't put religious books in the room because the books don't, quote, the books don't fit the personality of the brands.
Wow, and aren't they a Mormon thing, Marriott? I thought they were.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
I thought there was some connection with that. All right, that's a great nugget. Yeah, print that one. Thank you. So if you are marketing to certain people, they see this as, they may not even object. Maybe don't see it as cool. They don't see it as bacchanalian enough. Or there's something, that's what the casino was doing. So no Bibles in there.
Jay Willard Marriott, you're right. He was a faithful member of the LDS Church.
There you go.
And
there
sought to share the church's teachings with everyone by placing a copy of the Book of Mormon in each hotel room when he first opened his
Thank
hotel.
You, Alex. I was right. Yes, yes. Good Jeopardy job. Again. Yes. Yeah, I thought so. So 855-839-1210. I think we're on to something. Now, look, I heard Chris call in. He wants to make, you know, schools. And I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying people are making a business decision. I bet it's under the 79%. It's probably down to, like, you know, 60% now. When you travel, have you noticed? I'm trying to think the last time Ro and I have, Dan, I don't know if you've noticed, was there a Bible there? And isn't a millennial thing? You know, if you're marketing to them, you don't put that in there. That screams of something they wouldn't like. Don't do that. I wonder if we have anybody that's managed, run a hotel. Come on, you worked in it. Were there Bibles there? Was there an objection to that type of thing? It's a a changing thing for a lot of reasons. Millennials might be one of them. There's a ton of things, too, that millennials, because they don't like it, the products are going out of business for whatever reason, right? I'm okay with that. I mean, it's demand. You know, I don't know that that's the generation you ought to be catering to, though, as far as disposable income, given student loan debt and everything else. The passing of this Frank McRae, really nice obit at Philly.com today. He was Mr. Gideon Bible in the area, putting them out there in a wonderful way. So Dan found this piece, the real reason hotels have Bibles, and why is that changing? They're disappearing from hotel drawers around the country and at a pretty rapid rate. The argument is millennials are the least religious generation in American history, one of the most highly targeted marketing demographics. So, Dan, I think rather than it would offend a millennial like you or other millennials, it's more it says something that is not cool to have a Bible there. Or is it offensive if a Bible's there?
I think some people will find it offensive because they find everything offensive.
Right.
But no, I think it's just, you know, what's the, I think their idea is what's the point anymore? You know, who's going to benefit? Who's going to book a hotel room just because there's a Bible in the room?
Well, I'd love to hear people calling. Maybe this was a moment. What happens is this. You're away from home. It's a business trip, something like that. You're a little bit down, whatever. You have some idle time. It's there in the desk drawer. You just start thumbing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been remarkable stories. You could say they're hokey, they're Hollywood. Something catches a person's attention. It does them good. Maybe not they're redeemed and they start, you know, being very religious. It helps with depression. It helps with something. That's why they did it.
What would you do if you found a book of Satan where the Bible is
supposed to be? Well, see, any place putting a book of Satan in there, I'm going to go wild. Yeah, that's just...
You no, bring it
business.
To the front desk and...
Yeah, I mean, that's like
is it really the hotel's fault, though? You think they check all the drawers to make sure that there's no...
Oh, well, I'm saying if I knew the business, put it in there.
No, I'm saying, like, say... Well, I had assumed that it was a past person that used the motel room that had left it there.
No, it's the Gideon Bible. It's an international thing.
No, I'm saying... I used to travel back and forth from Indiana.
Right.
And it's a 10, 12-hour drive. Right. Sometimes I would just spend the night halfway down the line, Western PA.
Right.
There's a motel off the road. And in the bedside drawer was a tiny book of Satan.
Right.
So it was like, I was like, oh, are these guys satanic? And then I had just assumed that, you know, the person that had the
left it. What I'm saying is this, though. Suppose they put a Koran there. Suppose they put something that was related to Judaism. Well, they have every right to do it. But I would feel, part of me would say, you know, that's fine. I'm all on board with it as long as the Bible's there. But, you know, I'd be a little bit questioning on that maybe. Mm-hmm. So if you have to put them all in there, if that's what the feeling is, you can't have a loaded up type of thing.
Yeah.
A good question would be this. Other than the Bible then, what book, what would you put in there to replace it?
Well, I lead you down this path, Dom, and there's a point of me asking about Satan because I think the argument for millennials is they are so afraid of being exclusive to anybody.
Right.
They need to be inclusive of everybody, so having a Bible in there only appeals to Christians and leaves out a lot of other people.
So that's the reason they would object to it.
That's the reason a lot of people would object, yes.
Wow. I mean, this is just, I don't know how, you're not like that, but I mean, the millennials listening right now that are like that, or if they're that is true. God, we've messed up here, Dan. Yeah, because this gets at the thing. We're not trying to not be inclusive to anybody. If you don't like it, you don't have to participate. We can't put everything in the world in there because then it would be overwhelming. Then we would be in your face. Imagine how many different religious things. We need 1,000 books in there, right?
Yeah, well, I bring it up because I think the mindset you have about the Quran,
right,
is something that many people share about the Bible in the millennial generation. Whereas, you know, you would think there's something kind of fishy going on here if all you see is a Bible and you don't see all the other books as well. And like similar to you, I think the idea is, are these people religious zealots? Are they excluding Muslims and Jews and everybody because they only have the Bible and they don't have the Torah and the Quran?
in all seriousness, why don't they put like some kind of a shelf in the lobby with all the different religious texts, and you can go and you can almost like a library. You can go and you can read it if you want, and appease everybody.
I'd be fine with that too, but I don't know that you'd be able to please. So, and business is in a crouch now. What business is doing is, it's gotten the message: don't offend anybody. You know, so anything you do might be offensive. Just don't do anything then.
Well, you saw what happened with Chick-fil-A just because they were open about their Christian values.
Right.
And they became hate chicken.
Exactly right. Okay, so look, I'd be fine if the Koran were in there. I just don't know that, maybe today, maybe. I just would be questioning how far are you going to go? How did you make that decision since it's a relatively minor number? How many different, like Hindu and things of that, how many different books would you have to put in there then? All right, hit me with that TV show, too, at the end of your call that you'd really like to see come back. 855-839-1210. If you are a millennial, to Dan's point, though, I'd love to have you call in. Would people, is that what is driving this, though, that people would object to it? Again, it's in a drawer. You don't have to, you open the drawer, oh, the Bible's there. You don't have to do anything with it. Shut the drawer. I wonder if we have anybody that has a story that it helped you, that it was in that drawer and in a moment of need, it helped people. There have been countless stories of that. I'm not saying amazingly, maybe slightly depressed, away from home. You know, Dan, I'll give you a scenario. You're away from home, you're married, you love your wife, and there's temptation there. And the Bible happens to be there. Maybe it got somebody through not giving in and making a mistake that would be catastrophic for them, right? I mean, isn't that a common thing? People, business, women in the workplace now, traveling, all that stuff, right? You know, you have a few drinks. You're in a godforsaken place. You're in Elkton, Indiana. I just made that one up, right?
Surprised you know the name of that.
I know it's a
Elkhart,
lot of stuff.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay. And you're tempted. Both people are tempted. Now, I don't know that the Gideon Bible would come through there or not. But who knows? You're just opening up the drawer and something, you know, clicks in you. It might.
Well, that was the entire point. He had when he was doing it all over Bucks County was the idea of let's not, as you said in the first segment, let's not be intrusive in people. Let's leave them a Bible by their bedside, hope they pick it up and give it a read.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thought to think that, you know, there are people that are bored sitting in their beds.
Yes.
With nothing else to do. They're tired of watching TV. So they open their drawer, see a Bible, pick it up and think, you know what? This is actually a pretty good book.
Yeah. Or maybe they have a favorite biblical thing that they haven't thought of for years.
Yeah.
And they turn to that and it inspires them in their own way. It gives them comfort.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having another blanket there. It's like not having bed bugs.
Yep.
Is that too much to ask? Okay.
It's like, it's nice that it's not an active mercenary kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just a, here's a Bible. You don't have to touch it, but it's there. If you want to open it, feel free.
Maybe it ought to be in glass and break glass in case of need, or you have to go and you have to physically open it up.
Break glass in case of sin.
Yes, there you go. Or potential sin. Let's go to Rick in Doylestown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rick, good Friday. Go right ahead.
Hey, Dom. Good morning to you. My opinion is pretty simple. The Bible's there for those that don't want to read it or are opposed to it. They don't have to open the drawer and read it.
Well, we know that. But wait a minute. It's not them. Business is making a decision, though, not to put it there.
And that I find that to be really problematic. It's the people that are offended that seem to want to eradicate or litigate or mandate that everybody else feel the same way they do. And that's, I think it's way off base.
I hear you. But we run into this all the time. And Dan made a point a second ago, Rick. I would say one of the most horrible stories of the year that just still bothers me is Chick-fil-A that we supported in their time of need turning onto one of my top two organizations in the world, the Salvation Army. And the reason they do it, they think they have to curry favor by turning on people. It's the story of our time. And if business caves into this, it's going to be a pretty sorry country.
And that was particularly disturbing because Chick-fil-A's business went up when they held true to their standards. And then to see them cave was very distressing.
Definitely.
I think businesses have to hold to their values. let come what may. Let the crazies rant and rail and do what they want to do. But hold true to your values, because the left certainly doesn't hold true to their values.
I think the values they're being taught now is appear to be valueless. That's the smart thing in business. That's what you're hearing in business school. I'm serious.
I'm sorry to agree with you.
Yep. And what's the TV show you'd like to see come back?
Well, I'll tell you, it's Barney Miller. Shows my age, but I used to love that 30-minute show.
Abe Bagoda is not coming back, but Barney Miller. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get a line right now. You jump in. So is it millennials, the wretched millennials again, that are at the heart of this? I'm looking for somebody will move you to the head of the class where you think, know what? This is a good thing in America. Now, I would tell you, here's the difference between the two parties. If you ask conservatives, they think this is a horrible thing for the country. If you got Elizabeth Warren and you actually took the time to drill down, I think she'd say this is a good thing. Same thing with Bernie. Bernie, definitely. What would Democrats say? Is it a good thing or a bad thing that that Gideon Bible is no longer there? And if they say, well, I'm okay, but you got to put in all these others, I think that's a tell. I like Joe's point. You have a library up front, but you still have the Bible there. You know, if you want to pursue it and go in there, but somebody's going to object to something.
I hate to object to the person sitting right next to me.
Yes.
But I disagree that that's a good idea.
Why?
I just think it kind of misses the whole notion in the first place of providing everybody a personal Bible for them to get on their own time, to seek out on their own time.
Well, I said this is an add-on, but the Bible still would be in the dresser drawer.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because it's still predominantly, you got to make a decision
of
convenience. But I'm trying to say, you know what? You're a more minor religion. I know this may sound, but we're trying to accommodate you as far as numbers.
So, for example, have a note in the drawer that says, if you don't want the Bible, we have other religions in the lobby.
Right. But I'm not having an atheist slideshow in there, though. No.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!